Monday, December 9th. Today in English, our teacher reminded us that our Moby Dick report is due in 9 days. We were supposed to start reading the novel back in October. But I've been very busy with other stuff. It's about a humongous whale and this crusty old sailor who has a purse and a really bad attitude. I'm so not lying. Like most people, I assumed that Moby Dick was the captain's name or something, but it was actually the whale's name. Like, who in their right mind would name a whale Moby Dick? Our report is supposed to be about why the captain and the whale were mortal enemies, but to save time, I'm thinking about just skipping the book and writing the paper. Hey, you don't have to be a literary scholar or read the book to know why that whale was probably trying to kill that guy. "Well, shiver me timbers, a whale, thar she blows. Friendly too. What should I name him? Shamu? Willie? I know. How about Moby Dick? Eek! Bad Moby! Done, boy!" Hey, if my mom had named me Moby Dick, I would have been massively ticked off about it, too. I think dusty old classics like these should come with a sticker on the cover that says, "Warning! Reading this book can be hazardous to your health." Why? Because Moby Dick was so ridiculously boring, I accidentally fell asleep, smacked my head on my desk, and darn near got a concussion. Moby Dick by Herman Melville. Chapter 1, Loomings. Call me Ishmael. Some years ago... OMG. I had this big purplish bruise right in the middle of my forehead. And I'd only gotten to the second sentence. As an additional precaution, I think students should be required to wear protective headgear while reading books like Moby Dick. Tomorrow, I'm going to wear my bike helmet to class to protect against further head injuries. Even though I was bummed about that paper being due next week, I was really looking forward to seeing Brandon today. I wanted to tell him what a great time I had hanging out at Fuzzy Friends, and that I thought he'd make a great veterinarian one day. But unfortunately, I didn't see him at lunch, and he wasn't in bio. It was the weirdest coincidence that while I was in the girls' bathroom, I overheard Jessica and Mackenzie gossiping about Brandon. Jessica said he had been called down to the office during first period and he'd left school for an important family matter. Well, that explained everything. And get this, Mackenzie said it's rumored that Brandon's dad is a wealthy U.S. diplomat at the French embassy and his mom is French royalty. Apparently, his family lived in Paris for 10 years, but he never talks about it because he probably wants to keep the fact that he's a prince or something a big secret. And that's why Brandon is fluent in French. Then Mackenzie told Jessica that since she's an office assistant, she should check Brandon's school records to see if all those rumors are true. But Jessica said she doesn't have access to certain information because it's kept on a special computer in the principal's office. I was both shocked and appalled that those girls were actually talking about snooping in highly confidential student records. It wasn't like I was eavesdropping on their very private conversation or anything. I was in that bathroom stall totally minding my own business. I just happened to feel like climbing up on the toilet seat, standing on my tippy toes and peeking over the top to get, you know, some fresh air. Me, Mackenzie, and Jessica gossiping about Brandon. I just hope everything is okay with Brandon. I'm guessing he probably had a dentist appointment or something. Jessica and Mackenzie are always sticking their noses in other people's business. They are so pathetic. But what if Brandon really is secretly a prince or something? He is and honors French. OMG. Squeeze.